This year, more than 1,000 people will try to climb Denali. Some of those will be making the attempt as part of a Seven Summits expedition, which involves reaching the highest point on all seven continents. One family expedition named Top to Top is attempting the Seven Summits in a way that has never been done before. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
For most climbers coming to Denali from outside of Alaska, the trip involves long hours of travel via planes and road vehicles. For Dario and Sabine Schroeder and their children, it means years of travel by very different means, as Dario explains.
Just sail from one continent to the other, and then climb the highest peak in each of the seven continents. And so far, Denali was actually our second last.
To get to Denali, the Schroeder family sailed through the Panama Canal and up the coast to Whittier before cycling their way to Cordova and spending the winter there. In the spring, they began the trip north to Talkeetna, where local climbing experts Willie Pretty, Brian Ochanek, and Roger Robinson provided insight on the terrain and the best way to get in and out of the Alaska Range without an engine. Dario says the feeling of true wilderness on the way in and out is part of what appeals to him.
It was a little bit of an adventure to get through the willows on the moraine, to get to on the Kalitna Glacier, and then it was straightforward. And it was so nice, you know, no people, this wonderful mountain surrounding you.
Once the expedition reached base camp, they began seeing other people again. And on the way down, there were hundreds of climbers on the mountain. Martin Schuster grew up in Alaska and was part of the Denali climb. He also says that the parts of the trip that were off the beaten path were the most memorable.
From Petersville up to base camp and from base camp down to Talkeetna, we didn't see anybody. So it was that really made the trip for me,
okay,
too. It was really cool just being out, you know, in the middle of nowhere without 100, 200 other people doing the exact same thing that you are.
The Denali climb was successful, but for Dario and Sabine, that's not the most important part of the expedition.
In Top to Top on this global climate expedition, we really try to volunteer as much as possible for a good cause and then teach the children and inspire them with all the positive examples we encounter on our journey. And that's actually really filling our batteries.
Sabine Schroeder did not climb Denali since the family's children are too young for the harsh environment. Instead, she stayed behind and conducted homeschooling and other aspects of the expedition. Sabine has been part of Top to Top since the first day back in 2002. She jokes that Dario told her it would only take 4 years to finish the journey. 12 years and four children later, she says she's still enjoying the trip.
I really, really enjoyed the time in the classrooms and working with the children and how amazing ideas they had, you know, what we could do better with our planet, and that I think it's really important to invest in the children. I think they are so open and they still have lots of the future in their hands.
In all, the Top to Top expedition has sailed more than 70,000 nautical miles, and Dario and Sabine have shared their journey with more than 70,000 students in 100 countries. Their work in local initiatives has helped clean up more than 50,000 tons of waste. They have one continent and one peak left to do, Mount Vinson in Antarctica. They aren't in any particular hurry to get there, though.
Our idea is to go to the Northwest Passage, so that we go again out to the Aleutians and then up to Cape Barrow, and then through the Arctic to Greenland, overwinter there, then make it down the east coast of the U.S., to Panama, and then to Patagonia again, and Antarctica. So what we try to do is like a figure eight around the two Americas.
Obviously, that route takes much longer than sailing straight back down the west coast of North and South America. Dario estimates another 3 or 4 years ought to do it. No doubt thousands more children will share in the Schroeder family's one-of-a-kind journey by the time it's over. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.